free. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Welcome to the Words of Life Ministries radio broadcast presented by Back to the Bible Holiness Church. Our pastor is Elder Bobby Wright, and we are located at 690 New Street in Beaufort, Georgia. You can reach us at 770-932-2457 or visit our website at www.bttbhc.org. Now hear a word from the Lord.
I command thee this thing to
yes.
take.
Yes.
And it shall be.
Then they had the one on the FBI most wanted. This threw me for a loop. That one on last week, I'm sitting there watching it. And the man is a spy. He's going back to China. And he done had a baby by this woman. So he's on the tarmac, getting ready to go. They got his wife and the baby. And they keep saying he loves his baby. And then he almost ready to go. And she's saying, don't leave me. You going to leave me and the baby? He said, give him a baby. And the Chinese guy from the CIA say, he don't want you nowhere. You're a man. Wait, you're what? You done had a surrogate child by another woman. You've been sleeping with this man that had his thing cut off and inverted. You've been laying with that, and you just now finding out that it's a man. You've been swapping saliva with the same person with the same chromosome as you. Oh, they try to write it and make it sweet, but I want you to know the truth. The government has sold up a bill of bad goods. And the man sat there a moment. You know, he said, I would rather go to jail and come back and live with this man than to go to China. I said, no, they didn't write that in. And we look at that today. We look at the way Don Lemon and the way the Vanderbilt man talk about stuff. We look at Rachel Maddow. We look at all these homosexuals who are giving us the new. We allow a no-good faggot like Don Lemon to talk about the president and lay out on the beach with his white friend and his sissy dog playing in the water. A sissy man, a sissy boyfriend, and a sissy dog. And it's put before our children. And we're supposed to accept it. And the preacher has been told to shut up. I'll take your 301C. Dad, let's take it. You can't take Jesus. When you give this to the Lord, now you can run with the horsemen. You can't run with them the way you are now. You've been tied down. You've been bought. But if you belong to God, Colossians 3:1. Let's stay in the word. If ye then
be risen with Christ,
yes,
seek those things which are above.
Have you had a spiritual resurrection? So now you say you're saved, you say you're a child of God. One thing that you will do as a child of God, when the real salvation come, brother, I don't care if you got to sleep on the bridge. Anything separate you from sin, you'll get away from it. Anything. Because when Christ come, however he find you, that's how you're going to be judged.
Amen.
Say, when he busts the cloud, salvation will be taken off. Let them that's drinking continue to drink. Let them be in sin continue to stay in sin. But if you be risen with Christ, just like Christ was baptized and come up from the dead, that shows that you have a new walk with Christ. Then the word of God say, set your affection on things above. Here Christ is sitting on the right hand of God. You say that you are saved. That gives you identification with Christ. So now you can identify with Christ. Stephen being stoned to death, looked up into heaven. And he say, I see Christ. There he is right there. So now if I identify with Christ, how am I supposed to be? We lost our mind. I ain't going to talk about it today. I'm going to talk about them new Bibles y'all got out there. Them Sodomite Bible, the NIV, and the NLT. That this is too hard to now. They left scriptures out of the new Bible. And now we're teaching anything. They got the man out of Tampa, Florida. You supposed to be risen with Christ. He giving out holy water for you to drink. Drink some in the morning, some in the afternoon, and some in the evening, and that holy water going to get you a new car. Who's going to pay the car note? Set your affections on what?
On things above.
Uh-huh.
Not on things on the earth.
Where's your new resurrection? Where's your spiritual mind? What things are you thinking about today? If your mind was on things of God, this stuff wouldn't bother you. People that are saved walking around covered up like they Spider-Man. You don't know who they are. Got gloves on like Batman. Got on your Batman belt. Got you with him. Done, throw that away and put on a new mask. Put your gloves on. Then you got to put your shoes on that's covered. How that going to protect the virus? If we could have knew what it was, we'd have stopped it. You can't see it, so how you going to protect it? So in our mind, the wisdom of this world is that a mask will stop the germ. The wisdom of this world tell you that gloves will stop it. But godly wisdom tell us it's going to take the anointing, because it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. I know what they waiting on. Even those that are supposed to be saved are waiting on it to break out and back to the Bible, but it ain't going to break out in here. Amen. God will not be embarrassed. Amen. Because I serve the living and the true God. Amen. There's no failure in my God. If I had to listen to the wisdom of this world, see, sometimes we have to tell our testimony and then come from drinking holy water. It come when the doctor say, Mr. Wright, cancer should be covering your body. And I had 2 MRI and it's still been localized. That's what the doctor said. The doctor looked at me and he said, you're going to die. He was so mad. And I looked at him, I said, you're going to die too. I did. I told him. I said, man, you gave me some medicine. I said, the medicine got me delirious and doing something. I said, I ain't going to take it. He said, if you don't take it, you're going to die. I said, you're going to die. I'm coming down the road, driving the bus, and the more pills I'm taking, say, put the bus in the ditch. I tell this story a lot. I drove for Greyhound for 9 years. I was coming out of Mobile, coming through Columbus, Georgia, coming up by the way station now, and the devil say, put this bus in the ditch. Man, I'm getting out, and I look around. I shake, man, I'm driving. The devil say, put this bus in the ditch, and I start praying. You gonna have me? So people can say, yeah, that was a sanctified preacher that drove the bus that killed all the folk. The devil is a liar. We believe everything the devil say. The devil say, if you don't do it, this is what's going to happen to you. But God said that I'm a new creature. I've been born again. My affection are on the things that are above. And above is the anointing, not on things of the earth. The word of God say, for you are dead. Dead people don't fuss, curse, drink, and commit adultery. They don't lie and steal. They say, and your life, now my life is hid with Christ. I'm here with Christ. And God has wrapped us up in God. So what's going to happen? When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Oh, the people of God are running around. They say, guess what? We were built for Corona. I was built for Corona. And now I can leap over a tall building, run through, outrun an airplane. When God told him, say, Elijah, rain is coming. The word of God say, God gave him golden feet. He ran and beat the rain to the city. We can outrun Corona, or we can put a circle around Corona, because the word of God say that our life is hid in Christ. Mortify therefore your members. We are supposed to see, this is on earth. Fornication is on earth. Uncleanness is on earth. Inordinate affection is on earth. Evil, conspicuous desires is on earth. Covetousness is on earth, which is idolatry. For a free state, this is the reason the saint, for the wrath of God coming on the children of disobedience. All that stuff we got to get rid of. And you can't do it walking in the flesh. How can you live the way you live? Oh, Pastor Wright, I just wanted to hear your voice. Get out of here. You ain't called me twice in the 30 years you knew of when Sister Wright was alive. You didn't call me two or three times now. You had the boldness to ask me to pay off a credit card. I'm dead. I'm dead. What I want with another woman? I got Megan, Shara, and Gabby, and Jana. Those on the inside. They got Sister Bell, Sister Walker, Sister Credit, Sister Blair, Sister Talia, Mother Watson, Sister Osborne. Look at all the ladies in my life. Ain't nobody answering me for money. Ain't nobody trying to get me down the aisle. Because, see, I call your name. I ain't one of them preachers that you got to make feel good that, you know, they like you. Jesus loved me, and that's enough. Oh, how he loved me. When he stretched himself wide, rose from the grave. Come unto me, all ye labor in heavy laden. I ain't going to pay nobody bills for these in here. I know in whom I believe, and I'm persuaded he's able to keep that. So now God say, those are things on the earth. When you was a child of God, you walked in them. You walked in disobedience. He said, but now put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, fear the communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another. If I say I love you, I love you. Look around at what's going on. I don't have to go out and look up Corona and see where it began. I know where it began. And I know where it ends. When God says over with, it's going to be over. And the first thing that they say, well, we use this anyway. We pray anyway. We believe anyway. The word of God said, the just shall live by faith. I live by faith, not by medicine. I live by believing that God is able to do above all that I ask him to do. I'm a child of God. You can't get enough military men to fight off Corona. Where are you going to stop it at? Where is it going to hit next? Then we got sanctified preachers talking about butt. They need somebody to pray for them. For their butt. No. I trust God. I believe God. Hebrews 13:1, and I'm finished. Look at us. Running. Can't hide sinner, you can't hide. Hebrews, 12:1.
Wherefore,
yes,
seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses,
yes,
let us lay aside every weight and the sin.
The word of God says, seeing that we are compassed surrounded about, we have so great a cloud of witnesses. Let's back up. We have the witness of Moses. That if you do what God say, God will bring you out of captivity. You have the witness of Joshua. That God say, if you got something that's stopping you, God say, I'll be with you as you walk around your walls of Jericho. I'll take you through the Red Sea. I'll walk around with you. If you go into the furnace, the king looked in and said, did not we throw in three? He said, I see the fourth, and it had the appearance of the Son of God. Or you can be like Daniel. Daniel say, I'm going to do what I've been normally doing. I'm going to go, I'm going to raise my window, and I'm going to pray like I did at all times. I got so many witnesses, I'm going to be like Jeremiah. But Jeremiah said, you know, God, you told me to preach a word. And after I preach it, it didn't happen the way that I thought it should at that time. So he said, I ain't going to preach no more in the name. But Jeremiah realized that he couldn't sleep at night. He couldn't walk. He couldn't go nowhere. He said it was like fire. The word of God in my bone was like fire that I couldn't keep still. It gave me a shout. It gave me a run. I had to pick him up and put him down. Elisha saw what Elijah did, and he said, I want what he got. And he told me, if you're there when I'm going up, you can get a double portion of my anointing. God, I want some more. I want some more Jesus. I got all these witnesses. And if I'm pure, if I'm a chaste young virgin, God will meet you like he met Mary. And he'll give you all the children you want. I'm so glad. I know the man from Galilee. If you are sick and in your sin, he'll set you free. Do you know him? I love the Lord. He heard my cry. He heeded my groan. You need to get to know Jesus. Elijah prophesied to the widow, what do you want? She said, I just want a man child. Elijah said, this time next year, God gave her a child. Then the Bible said the child fell, hit his head. And she got the serpent, told him to sell the ass. And she sent for the man of God. He saw it coming. He says, all well. She said, all is well. And when she got to the man of God, she said, the child that God gave me, that you prophesied, Elijah said, I'll go with you. Send his servant first. That didn't do it. Sometimes you need the man of God to come. The man of God stretched himself out over her. Amen. And the child got up. Elijah presented the child back to the mama. Let me tell you, you need to get to know Jesus. He raised Jairus' daughter. Martha and Mary. See, we got a lot of witnesses. Jesus, if you had been here, our brother would not die. But Jesus let us know, I am. I am the resurrection. I can bring you up after you're dead. And then I am the life. And then he went to the grave. He prayed to the Father. He said, Father, he said, that they may know. I already know. But that they may know that I didn't come on only you sent me. Lazarus! Lazarus! Come forth. The word of God said he shook off. The grave closed. And come walking forth. Lazarus, he's doing the same old way. I know the man. from Galilee. If you're sick and in your free and sin, he'll set you free. We got a lot of witnesses. We don't have to bow down. We didn't bow down to SARS, to Corona, to AIDS when it came. We was in and out of nursing homes, laying hands on people with AIDS and everything else. God said, wouldn't come to your house. Where are all these preachers at? We weren't giving out all. We weren't giving out holy water. We were just living by faith. You best get to know him. Because we made this profession of faith when we got saved. The word of God said, if you be dead with Christ, and someone broke out with a song, if I die now, I won't have to die no more. I died to the things of the world. I ain't got to worry about Corona. I ain't got to worry about pneumonia. I ain't got to worry about none of her, because I put my hope and trust in God. You can't scare me. I serve a risen Savior. The devil done scared the people of God. You done told people on your job that you're a Christian, and they call you, they say, what you doing at home? You ought to be in church. Am I scared of a ticket? No! I ain't scared of being close to nobody. How you know the truck driver ain't carrying it? How you know the man handling not carrying it? They put it on the shelf, you buy it and take it home, you can't wash the virus away. Oh, saints of God, my life is hid in Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I serve a risen Savior. Jesus be a fence around me. Shield and protect me. Here it is, God. Hezekiah said, here it is. Sennacherib sent a letter. And he even told them all the other kings or all the other military couldn't stop us. So they say, everyone, this is what the scriptures say, that P-I-S-S-E-D, piss against the wall. We going to kill them. They said, we're going to kill every man. Even Hezekiah took the letter and said, God, this is what they say they're going to do to your people. God said, I'll take care of the lightweight. God sent a thumbling through the camp. The men lit fires, and they looked and they saw the fires. And when they got up and went over there, the people had left all their spoils, and they were gone. Went back, and the king was killed by his own people. Why are we running? Amen. When God has given us the victory. Yeah. What are you afraid of? The cattle on a thousand here belong to God. We're running, and we use the excuse, but the government said. Peter in Acts 12 said, I perceive of a truth. We ought to, oh, I got my seat now, glory. We ought to be God rather than man. God said, I'm fearfully and I'm wonderfully made. He know what it takes to shield and to protect me from everything that's coming. The word of God said, they love their life, not unto death. I love him today. He's my Savior. He's my friend. Do you love him enough today to believe in, to believe his word? Say, I call on the Lord, and I got an answer. The songwriter said, I called him to his word. He said, in a day of trouble, call on me. He said, and I will deliver thee, and thou shall glorify me. Who you gonna trust? I thank him today when everything has failed. try Jesus. He satisfies. He delivers. He make whole. We look around. We see what's going on. People are hiding. People are running. People are making excuses. When you stand before God, in Romans, God said, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art. God, I believe your word, but what? That's all I have. When I was gambling in on Sunday and going back to church and gambling and going to church and drinking and doing whatever I do, it was only the blood of Jesus that saved me. When a man put a gun to my head and said, I'll blow your brains out, it was the mercy of God then that saved me. When I was drunk and the car took me home and I didn't know how I got there, it was God's mercy. And now it's the grace of God. God's riches at Christ's expense that's keeping me. What's keeping you? Whosoever will, let him come. Jesus emptied himself, took on himself the form of a man, walked these shores for 33 and a half years. Then he gave up his glory. They didn't take it. In St. John 17:17, he prayed a prayer for the church. I'm going to say this. I'm going to close. St. John 17:17. He says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. God wants us to be one. The prayer has already been prayed for us. Only believe. Only walk by faith. Only trust God. Walk and doubt not. Anything that's not of faith is sin. Amen. And Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, for these your people. Thank you for the open door that you provided. Thank you, God, for those in YouTube land, God, whom the devil has sent fear to them. God, touch their heart and soul. God, let them know that you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. God, starting at the White House, God, to the gambling house, send wisdom, salvation, knowledge, and understanding. God, that this world may know that God rules in the kingdom of men. God, now bless us, moved by your power. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Touch the soul that's nearest hell and send deliverance. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord God.
Radio ministry presented by Back to the Bible Holiness Church. You are welcome to follow us on YouTube for more sermons. You can reach Elder Wright at 404-518-1532 or email him at godsman82@yahoo.com. And may the Lord God bless you real good.
Restless noises. 97.5 Glory FM, your family radio station in North Georgia. Welcome.